This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It's time for your weekly Winger Appreciation Assembly. Thanks to Winghouse, the best seats and beers, always guaranteed.
Yes, time for our Winger Appreciation Scope. Thanks to Winghouse. Reminder, we will be out there on May the 4th. Who have you got this week?
Well, there's a couple of OGs that have performed well in the first couple of games. You know, this game, it's you got younger players that are doing really well, or the, you know, Taylor May, like we talked about. He's a centre, but he started his career on the wing. And Taruva's, the Jesse Arthurs, Dean Mariners of the world. Mm. But like we mentioned before, three tries against his ex-team down there in Melbourne. Can't go past the Fox. In his return game, he's had a checkered start to the season with the shoulder injury week one, and then he gets ruled out of the game against South Sydney with a knock from that game as well. But he looked really good. And he's had some joy down there now in Melbourne in the last couple of years returning there. He had a good game last year as well, and he's my highlight player. You also had Daniel Tupou scoring two tries against the Knights as well. So some of the OGs on the wing are still doing it at a high level.
Stats for the Fox: three tries, 15 runs, 243 metres, six tackle breaks, five line breaks, one offload, five tackles, no misses. It's a decent night out.
We were talking about Supercoach before. It's one of those stat lines when you think, wish I had a piece of the Fox. What about I don't think we really mentioned it, but I know this is an appreciation for wingers, but Bronson Sherry, the combination with those two in the game where he put him away for a couple of nice little plays, it's something to be excited about for your Bulldogs missile.
Yeah, Roger Fabri rang in on the run home Thursday and I asked him about Bronson Sherry. He said he's one of those players that just needs a bit of confidence. He needs a couple of things to go his way, and then he thinks he'll be absolutely off to the races. Bronson Cherry played the full 80, two try assists, 21 runs, 209 metres, 53 post contact, three tackle breaks, two line breaks, three line break assists.
Mm, solid game.
Solid game from Bronson Cherry. All right, that was our Winger Appreciation. Thanks to Winghouse. Turn up the volume. Turn up the flavour. Wings, beers, and sporting glory only at Winghouse. Put that in your diary. May the 4th, Mowers, come down to Winghouse in Moore Park. We'll chat some rubbish. We'll play some pickleball, maybe even a bit of golf simulator, and you can meet us as well.
Couple of wings as well. It'd be nice.
Couple of wings, of course. All right, you're on the Mowers Club with Scope and Missile.